At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Tis the season for baked goods, but with that comes a warning from the CDC about raw cookie dough. I'm sure you've heard it a million times that you shouldn't eat raw cookie dough, and the CDC says for good reason. The raw eggs can cause salmonella poisoning, but did you know the raw flour can carry E. coli, which can be life-threatening? In 2016, at least 63 people got sick from consuming raw flour. And deadly winter storms have swept the Southeast, killing at least one person and leaving more than 250,000 without power. It was a record-setting weekend of snowfall. North Carolina has declared a state of emergency, and nearly 2,000 flights were canceled. And weeks after Andrea Gaylord's home burned down in the Paradise, California wildfire, she was finally able to go back when the evacuation order was lifted, only to find her loyal dog, Madison, guarding the property. Although Andrea has no idea how Madison survived the fire, she's happy to be reunited, and not surprisingly, the dog's devotion is going viral. And finally, Kenneth Thomas can't contain his joy that his one-year-old son, Christian, has beat cancer. Christian was born with Down syndrome and diagnosed with leukemia when he was just one. Kenneth became known as the dancing dad because he would dance for his son in his hospital room to keep his spirit up, and it obviously worked. Well, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, Facebook is coming to the Big Apple.
That's right, Kristen. Facebook is serving up a cup of hot chocolate and a side of privacy information at its new pop-up kiosk right here in New York City. The social network will set up its stand in Bryant Park, where it will field questions about its data sharing practices and teach users about its new privacy controls. The Bryant Park pop-up is the first ever event of its kind in the U.S. and follows a string of privacy scandals that have haunted the company this year. Amazon is looking to bring Amazon Go, its cashierless, checkout-free store, to an airport near you. The company hopes to win the business of hungry, time-crunched travelers with its quick and easy format. Customers can scan their smartphones at a turnstile on the way in, cameras identify what they take, and Amazon automatically bills the credit card on file. Amazon has opened 7 Amazon Go stores this year. And General Motors is scrapping one of its veteran electric vehicles, the Chevy Volt.
Why get rid of this model now?
The Volt was a big money loser for GM because of its high price and low consumer demand. This, along with the closing of GM factories, will mean the Volt will be phased out by mid-2019.
Okay, good to know. Thanks, Sherry. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, a family is back together after a scary incident in Brooklyn.
It was really scary. I don't know about you, Kristen, but I definitely have memories of my parents leaving me in the car with my brothers and sister while they ran into a store.
I do,
too. You cannot do that anymore. And this family from Canarsie found out the hard way. They ran into a store. They left their 3 children, 8, 2, and 1 year old in the car. And just moments later, somebody got into the car, a man got into the car with the kids. Now, the oldest child, 8 years old, realized their dad left the cell phone and tried to call the father on the phone. But the guy who stole the car, he snatched the phone away from the kids. I guess maybe he thought better of it a few blocks away. He ditched the kids. He ditched the car. But the kids weren't found for like 3 hours later. They were safe and sound. They brought them to the hospital just in case. But the bottom line is never leave your children unattended with the car running while you run into a store. It's not worth it.
Even when I put the cart away at the store, I get nervous. So that's a great lesson. All right, on a lighter note, forget Fido or Spot even. New Yorkers are getting creative when it comes to dog names.
You know, my dog's name is Lulu. Yeah. I feel like it's so boring now. What am I going to do? So apparently they see this new trend in dog names because of an app. It's called Rover. And Rover is like a dog walking pet sitting app. And so they checked out the names that were trending here in New York. So apparently, people are starting to name their dogs after rappers. And some of them are really good. I mean, like Puffy, Biggie. They were up 22% this year. Cardi also made its debut. Max and Bella are still very popular names. However, the trend is to name it after your borough, like Brooklyn, very cool, or after a rapper. So obviously, these dogs have 99 problems, but a name ain't one of them, Kristen. And that's it in a New York Minute.
All right, always a good time. Thanks, Rosanna. Now let's talk about free cheesecake. It might sound like a sweet deal, right? But what should have been delicious turned into a disaster. To celebrate its 40th anniversary, Cheesecake Factory announced a promotion. 40,000 slices of cheesecake given away for free, as long as they were ordered through the delivery app DoorDash. That's where things went terribly wrong. All the slices were ordered within 2 hours. Due to the huge response, the chain expanded to 60,000 free slices. Cheesecake factories across the country were mobbed with DoorDash drivers attempting to pick up their orders. Photos of long lines were tweeted and Instagrammed. The location in Clarendon, Virginia got especially rowdy. Police were dispatched to control crowds. They ended up arresting one person for disorderly conduct. The chaos resulted in long waits for customers who weren't happy. One tweeted that her driver was in line for 2 hours. Another person said their driver waited almost 3 hours. Despite the commotion, some people just wanted free dessert and said their slice was worth the wait. Let's go to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear our phones are actually pretty gross.
Well, Kristen, it's no secret. Our phones are constantly in our hands. Mine is in my hands right now, but it's no secret. They're actually pretty dirty, too. But a new study finds it might be way worse than you think. According to researchers, you'd be better off carrying around a toilet seat than this guy. Yep, a toilet seat. The study out of the University of Aberdeen found 7 times more bacteria on a phone. The researchers say if you want to minimize the germs, wipe the phones regularly and dump the leather case in favor of a plastic one. They say the leather cases tested actually 17 times more bacteria filled than a toilet seat. I'm going to put my phone down now. Hanger, it is real. We tend to get moody when our bellies are empty, and it turns out we may take it out on those we love. According to a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, self-control suffers when blood sugar levels drop. But there is hope. Researchers say if we are more conscious of the times we're likely to snap, we should bite our tongue and bite on a snack instead before a full-fledged fight breaks out. And an unusual story out of the Netherlands. Listen to this. A Dutch court says a 69-year-old man cannot change his age. He asked the court to shave 20 years off his life. He claims his age is causing him to deal with age discrimination, and he's struggling to find work and to find love. A Dutch court denied his request, stating that he failed to prove that he was a victim of discrimination, but the man plans to appeal. And that's what you need to know. But Kristen, maybe he's just not a great catch. I'm not quite sure. What do you think?
You know, I say embrace your age. Don't fight it. Thanks, Danielle. Tom Cruise would like you to change your TV settings. That's why one of the biggest movie stars in the world recently filmed a public service announcement, along with director Christopher McQuarrie. The two worked together on Mission Impossible Fallout, which is out now on Blu-ray. The PSA says that to watch that movie and others like it on home TVs, users should turn off motion smoothing. It's a setting that smooths out blurs in whatever you're watching by creating visual information that's not there. It's very popular for sports, but in Hollywood, not so much.
The unfortunate side effect is that it makes most movies look like they were shot on high-speed video rather than film. Now, this is sometimes referred to as the soap opera effect.
Today, most TV sets ship with motion smoothing already turned on. But there's a growing movement among filmmakers to change that. Some have complained it makes the movie they shot look cheap when watched at home. Directors, including Christopher Nolan and Paul Thomas Anderson, have petitioned TV makers to make it easier to turn off. For now, Cruise and McQuarrie say to search online for instructions specific to your TV. And still ahead, millennials may become the richest generation. And we break down a couple common sleep myths. Well, it's crunch time for Christmas gifts, and we all have those people who are so hard to shop for. So what do we get them? USA Today released an article featuring some of the worst things to get people, so at least you know what not to get them. The first, handbags and clothing that they did not ask for. If someone is wanting one of these, you should know their specifics because they probably have something certain in mind. And if you don't know, you have a huge chance of being really, really wrong. The next.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Something expensive just because it's expensive. Think very hard about things the person would actually want instead of something that just has a high price tag. Also, gifts you think they need, like fitness or workout equipment. It can be rude to give someone a gift to encourage a new habit they don't already have. And the last one we'll give you, re-gifts. Try not to use re-gifting as a way to get rid of things you don't want, because it's likely that someone else won't want it either. So you have just a little while left before Christmas, and now you know what not to buy. Time now for our Royal Watch with our royal commentator, Victoria Arbiter. Victoria, always good to see you.
It's been another royally busy week, Kristen.
As always, well, let's get to it. Prince Charles's wife, Camilla, I understand, gave back by hosting a Christmas event for sick children.
Yes, Camilla hosted her annual Christmas tree decorating party at Clarence House a few days ago. Always one of the year's most heartwarming occasions. Camilla invited a group of terminally ill and sick children over for a little festive fun, which this year included meeting two of Santa's reindeer. But it turns out not all children are that enamored when it comes to meeting members of the royal family. When faced with the Queen at an event in London, 9-year-old Nathan Grant panicked. And as he ducked and crawled for the hills, he shouted bye over his shoulder.
I love that clip so much. So let's show it one more time.
This is our adoptive son.
It's just too cute, Victoria. All right, moving on. It's officially Christmas, I see, at Kensington Palace.
Yes, Christmas has sprung at Kensington Palace, where a spectacular 30-foot tree has been installed outside the palace. William and Kate, Harry and Meghan all call home. Historic royal palaces showed a fantastic video that shows all the hard work that went into setting up the tree, including the festive lights and golden balls.
So beautiful. Victoria, thanks so much for the royal news, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Kristen.
Okay, let's move on now. On December 2nd, the Giants beat the Bears by a field goal in overtime. But was the victory a result of skill or QB Eli Manning wearing the right t-shirt? That question, as a report in the New York Times breaks down the rituals and superstitions of football's biggest names. Among others, the Times reveals Eagles center Jason Kelce listens to Christmas music before every game. Giants linebacker Alec Ogletree snacks on Twizzlers. And Redskins receiver Jamison Crowder walks the field alone. According to Giants long snapper Zach Diossi, despite being skilled professionals, rituals are common among athletes. You're figuratively praying to the football gods, hoping they'll be on your side that day. Not all players have routines, but for those who do, deviation can have consequences. In fact, legendary QB Joe Theismann links a career-ending injury to a slight tweak made to a ritual he developed over 12 seasons. If this is what the players believe, imagine the weekly routines of their fans. All right, there's a major debate happening in the Philadelphia area after a nativity scene was moved from the public library. And Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philly joins us with more on the controversy. Hi, Mike.
Well, Kristen, this is a town up in Lehigh County, which is north of the Philadelphia area. The town's name is Emmaus. So the town put up a nativity scene in front of the public library. Well, there was this group out of Washington, D.C. said, no. We're going to cite the separation of church and state. We want that nativity scene moved from the library to in front of a church. And that's exactly what happened. Not everybody happy about it.
It's Christmas, you know? It's the holidays. You should be happy that you drive by that way and see, wow, that's a manger of God and Mary.
We're happy to see it. That's the proper reaction. The government's not supposed to put up religious displays on its own property.
So we went to the borough hall there in Emmaus and said, well, why did you move it? And they said, well, Mike, we have no comment. So it's up to you viewers. Was the right thing done there?
Definitely a controversial topic around this time of year. Thanks, Mike. Okay, if you're always misplacing your headphones, today's Top 30 steal is for you. We have an Ashley Chloe Helix Cuff at a special 75% discount. These are the world's first wearable wireless Bluetooth headphones. You just store them in the Helix Cuff around your wrist when not in use. And there's even a built-in mic for hands-free phone calls. They're equipped with smart multi-point connectivity, so it's easy to switch between devices. And they have CVC noise reduction and APTX audio technology to provide awesome audio quality over Bluetooth. These headphones are a Red Dot Design winner, and they took home the CES Innovation Award in 2017. The Ashley Chloe Helix Cuff retails for as much as $199, but today you can buy it for just $49. That's a 75% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Last week, the country said goodbye to our 41st president. And as we continue to mourn the loss of George H.W. Bush, Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 Houston takes us inside an exhibit at the National Museum of Funeral History to explain the planning behind laying the late president to rest. Hi, Coco.
Hey, Kristen. What a historic goodbye it was for Bush 41, a goodbye that took more than 3 years to plan. In some cases, a presidential funeral can take up to 5 years of preparations. Many of the items used to bury are...
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Nation's past presidents can be found here inside the National Museum of Funeral History, like the bier that held the body of the late President Bush during his funeral and the hearse that carried President Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan. The museum says they hope to get some memorabilia to honor the late President Bush as well. Maybe a piece of the funeral train he used. A train had not been used to carry a president's body in more than 50 years. Back to you, Kristen.
And he will greatly be missed. Thanks, Coco. Well, to all the millennials out there watching, you may be in luck because you may be on track to become the richest generation. The generation born between 1981 and 1996 has long since publicly complained about not making as much as past generations or keeping with the wealth of generations past. Their struggles include mountains of student loan debt, rent and cost of living rising by the minute, and the kicker, lower wages. But an article in the BBC says that if the boomers generation are the wealthiest generation ever, then millennials should be set to become rich too, but through inheritance. I know, yikes. When the group of boomers passes and leaves their assets to young family members, they're expected to leave about $4 trillion of wealth onto millennials. The inheritance boom, as it's called, will likely position millennials in families of baby boomers to receive record totals of inheritance. But it's not that simple. This model only applied to people who have so much that they don't spend it. Moritz Schulerich, an economics professor at the University of Bonn in Germany, says normal people save for old age. Then they use their savings as income after they've stopped working. But then there's nothing left. Only a minority of baby boomer families will pass on a large amount of wealth. So millennials, maybe, but maybe not. So keep working hard, it'll pay off. Okay, we know not enough sleep is absolutely awful for your health, but what about too much sleep? An article in CNN reports that the recommended amount of sleep for adults is 6 to 8 hours, but sleeping more than that amount has now been associated with a higher risk of death and cardiovascular diseases. That's according to a study in the European Heart Journal. So that includes all the daytime nappers out there. The research team found that the risk was up to 41%, and one reason for this could be that people have underlying conditions that cause them to sleep more, thus raising their risk. So you may be wondering, what else should I watch out for around bedtime? Well, the answer is your snacks. According to a few studies featured in Vice, a snack right before bedtime isn't always bad. It can actually prevent changes in blood sugar, give you a little more energy, and maintain healthy weight. But eating a large, unhealthy dinner has the opposite effect. It can cause changes in both your blood sugar and metabolism. So some advice, set 2 alarms, one for when you wake up, but also one for when to go to sleep. And some fresh fruit, veggies, or nuts before bed should get the job done. Scientists have talked about sending humans to Mars for a long time, but it turns out there's a surprising reason why long-distance space travel might not be possible. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Daily podcast, is here with more. So, Cody, I hear it all comes down to human nature, especially when dealing with people in close quarters.
That's right, Kristen. To make space travel successful, scientists will have to solve for roommate drama. Recently, a team participated in a simulated long-duration space exploration mission, and they nearly tore each other apart over a disappearing supply of Nutella. I'm serious. One member of the...
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Team was taking more than their fair share. It was not good. Stuff like this is why in 2015, a team of psychologists released a report on what kinds of demands a team in space might have to deal with. According to the report, when you isolate a small group of people, team dynamics can break down even without an inciting incident or specific grievance. Unfortunately, there's no perfect recipe for effective cooperation, but there are a few best practices for keeping your team in top shape. Researchers have found that a 15-minute debrief can make a huge difference, but participants have to be actively engaged and understand that the goal is to improve the process, not to judge or punish anyone. If you can get a team that's all in for that sort of overview, you're well on your way towards a Mars mission you can be proud of, even if you run out of Nutella. Kristen?
All right. Thanks, Cody. By the way, you can check out more on Curiosity.com. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A shortage of a vaccine used to treat shingles is challenging doctors and patients. Plus, a new smartphone scam is trying to steal your fingerprints. And there's a new way to figure out the right amount of ornaments and lights for the perfect Christmas tree. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.